We continue on Rai Argentina to the world. Now is the moment for an interview, and we're going to be talking to one of the responsible musicians of the theme you're listening on the background, which is called Incidental Tango by group Tangueto. We've got Max Masri of that group down the line. Hello, Max. Thank you for this contact.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Pleased to have an artist today on Rai. Why don't you give it to us in a nutshell, the origins of Tangueto, when it came up, and where, and, well, a little bit of the of this decade's history.
Well, we started the experimentation in the studio like in 2001. For a couple of years, we were like recording and, you know, like in a way blending different sounds and styles until we found out that we had something original. That's when we decided to take the project seriously and start recording for an album.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but
we ended up recording our first album, Emigrante, in 2003.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the template for that experimentation in 2001, the template, I mean the base, the starting point, was tango. Are you guys tango musicians, or you come from different backgrounds? You used to perform and play different genres before getting involved with this kind of fusion tango?
Well, I studied composition with Virgilio Esposito. He's
okay.
Like a tango legend.
Yes, absolutely.
And he wrote Naranjo en Flor.
Mm-hmm. Orange Tree in Blossom, we usually play it here on Rai.
You do?
Yeah.
And so I always had like this tango background, but I wanted, you know, to do something like original, something from today, not something from like 60 years ago or 70 years ago. So that's why I decided to try to blend the sound of tango with a modern approach.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean like machines, drum machines, sequencers, synthesizers?
Yes, that's right. I started like with drum loops and synths. Yeah, sequencers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started to write the songs, I was more like trying to do something new than, you know, playing the same old tango.
Mm-hmm. So basically we're talking up here of original compositions rather than fusion versions of the classic,
yes,
from the songbook.
Yes. And you know, for a tango group, they usually like to play the old stuff, but we prefer to write our own songs and play our own songs.
Max, my name is Miriam. I'm here with Fernando, and I'm listening to you quite attentively. And I'd like to ask you something. How would you say the public acceptance of this new style of playing or listening to tango was?
Well, it was an amazing experience because when we released our first album, we didn't expect it, you know, to be like embraced by the tango scene.
Mm-hmm.
So we called our first album, it's called Emigrante, and we called it Emigrante Electro Tango.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything was like crazy because all these tango people from milongas all over the world, they started to play our music, and
mm-hmm.
people started to dance to our music. And we were invited to be part of the Mundial de Tango and the Tango Festival in Buenos Aires. And suddenly we were major tango stars.
Mm-hmm.
So So basically, you're telling me that, and I'm curious about it beyond the experience of Tangeto per se, but I was acquainted with, I mean, all this debate within tango, in which you find all this orthodoxy of tango purists that don't even consider Piazzolla from 50 Piazzolla years ago being tango, let alone an electro fusion tango like yours. Are we past that?
Right wing radicals, in a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, every style of music has to evolve.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's why we try to do something different.
Yeah. But my question is, are we, because you are obviously, you've got your finger in the pulse of tango so much more than us, are we past over that debate, that controversy, that discussion within the world of tango of this is tango, this is not tango, this is, I mean, all this debate that used to exist until some decades ago? Have we evolved, I mean, conceptually?
Well, it's getting better. There's always going to be someone that, you know, we'll put a label and say, okay, this is tango, this is not tango, but who cares?
Yeah.
What
we're trying to do is, you know, our own music. Some people can call it electronic tango, some people call it tango. It depends on the way they see the thing.
The point was the resistance that, for example, Piazzolla had to face with his style, which was different from old tango, but not so much. And this is completely different. This is revolutionary from the point of view that it's electronic.
Yes. I guess that people are much more open-minded today than they were like 50 years ago. And, you know, thanks maybe to the internet, the way that we connect today with people from all over the world, and we're able, you know, if you want, you can listen to any style of music. You go to Spotify and you can choose whatever you want. So I guess that people are more open-minded today.
Speaking of the world, and what do you think keeps tango alive and so popular around the world? It's a type of music that has conquered the world repeatedly in its different embodiments throughout the decades. What do you think is the particular attractive of this genre that was born in the Rio de la Plata?
I think that it's because of the quality of the music and the dance, you know, and you have like the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. Like you have a great combination of, you know, music, because to play tango you have to be a great musician, a good musician, and, you know, and the dance is very, like, complicated to us. I guess that people, when they see that you need so much passion to play that music or to dance to that music, they love it so much.
Max, having a look at the audience that follows you, how would you say the age of this of the majority? What is the age that of those people?
Of the audience?
Yeah.
It depends on where you play.
Uh-huh.
If you go to places like Brazil or Mexico or Canada or the US, people are younger, you know, like in their late 20s or early 30s. But if you go to Europe, people are older.
Oh, so yes.
The good thing about this is that we can play, you know, for many different, you know,
public.
Yeah, demographics. Hello?
Yes. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, it broke up a little bit. Max, how is the Tangeto currently integrated? How many musicians and what do they play?
We are a sextet. So we are six musicians. There's a bandoneon, cello, drums, piano, guitar, and I play, you know, like the synths. I do all the electronic stuff.
Mm-hmm. The programming, the loops, all of that.
Yeah, that's right.
And what about vocals? Do you have guest singers? Do you have some compositions
with
lyrics?
Well, we just finished an album with many guest musicians. But I usually sing when we do live shows. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any projects?
Besides Tangueto?
No. I mean projects within Tangueto. There is a performance abroad or maybe here.
Well, we're going to do 2 shows in Buenos Aires on the 6th of uh-huh. October and on the 11th. And we're going to be presenting our last album that's called Argentinos.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have special guests.
Such as?
Including Amelita Baltar.
Wow.
Lidia Borda. Pedro Aznar.
Mm-hmm.
Peteco Carabajal and Leo Garcia. So
it's pretty eclectic. Let me tell listeners who may not be that familiar with the names that you just listed. Those are first class stars in the music of Argentina, but not only from tango. Pedro Aznar is linked to rock music, Peteco Carabajal to folklore, so it's going to be a pretty varied ensemble on the stage.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing, yeah. So we try to recapture, in a way, you know, the spirit of the conventillo. Maybe you can explain what a conventillo is.
Yeah, conventillo used to be the tenement houses of the immigrants about a century ago, where it was like a melting pot of cultures and nationalities.
That's right. So we're trying to keep, you know, that spirit alive.
That's nice.
In a way, and we're going to do it in our shows. So.
Good. Well, speaking of your music, we're going to sign off this contact with Rae by playing one of Tanguero's tunes. It's called, the one we have picked up is Barrio Sur, Southern Neighborhood. What can you tell us about this particular piece?
Well, it was inspired by many things during, you know, 2002, but especially this place in Buenos Aires called San Telmo, that we used to hang out back then. So that's the main reason it's called Barrio Sur.
Well, we're going to play it now, and thank you very much, Max Mastri, for this contact with Rae Argentina to the World. Good luck in the concerts at the Usina in October.
Great success to all.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Max Mastri, the founder and leader of Tangueto Tango Fusion Group, that will be performing at the Usina del Arte here in Buenos Aires next October the 6th. And we're going to play now a tune by them called Barrio Sur. He just said it's dedicated to the neighborhood of San Telmo, which is in the south.
And very well known by many tourists who come to
Buenos
Aires.
Well, actually, we were speaking about San Telmo about a week ago. So there it goes.